Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Hello!
And welcome to the Low Budgets Podcast, a little bit of everything, which concerns most things, primarily. That's the idea of this podcast.
That's not everything, though,
but
is
that's
it?
That's not everything, though. This is our intro, and we're doing what it is, and we're telling
false
you...
False advertising.
False advertising. It doesn't concern everything. We probably won't talk about Sigourney Weaver in this podcast. Oh, crap, we just did. Well,
yeah,
that's
ouch.
Awkward. Now, hello, dear retards. Listeners.
What?
Listeners, we meant listeners. You're probably stupid for listening to our podcast still after however many years we've been doing this. A while. So,
I just think our average audience of two people have just left us.
Our average audience of two people have, after the gunfire, they've just, no, I've had enough. I've been sticking around, but I've had enough of this goddamn podcasting universe. So we're very sorry, Kevin Browning. Is that his name?
Paul Browning. How did you get his name so wrong?
It was because I was looking at your DVDs over there. And you have about three films concerning Kevin Kline as the lead male.
No, we do not.
Yes, you do. You have Kevin Kline, and then I think there's another Kevin Kline, but I think it might only be two Kevin Klines.
That's Steve Marson.
Yeah, there's two Kevin Klines there, though. One involving Sigourney Weaver, and one involving another woman, which I can't remember, and they both look awful. Why was Kevin Kline even ever allowed to act? That's my question. Why do you have his films? Right. Welcome back, and what are we going to be discussing today in this podcast? Here's the thing. We don't know.
For God's sake, we've gone over this.
We've gone over what we're doing, but we still don't know, which is an exacting metaphor for the new show that is coming out soon, Shabby Road. October, ooh, preferably, of this year. Maybe. Not of this school year. Not of this Chinese New Year. It will be. They've just had it, haven't they? In February.
Yes. Just had it in February.
Yeah. It will be in this Chinese New Year. You can look out for that, all of you China folks and Japanese folks and North Korean folks, if you wish. Good luck, you might get shot, though, if you come to the show. Not by the North Korean government, by us, because we don't like North Korean people.
What?
I say that, we've never met one, although we don't know.
You're saying we way too much here. You. Okay? I or you.
Although I did meet a North Korean person once at our school.
This is painful.
He came in to give a talk about how he escaped North Korea. It was hilarious. He was escaping North Korea.
Why would they do that at a Christian school, though?
I don't know. It was weird. Right.
Fair
moving
enough.
On with the first official segment of the podcast, segment numero uno. We are very cultured and speak multiple languages. The Theresa May segment. Now, William, opinions on Theresa May?
preferably, let's not get started on this.
Preferably, let's not talk about Theresa May, but we're doing it anyway because we don't like her and she don't be liking us. We don't know that, though, so disclaimer.
To be honest, you will get those people and it's like, yeah, well, she was the only one who stayed in. And yes, granted, she did, but still.
So I would rather her not have stayed in, and we got anyone else apart from Jacob Rees-Mogg, Boris Johnson,
or Jeremy Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn could be alright.
No, he's way too unrealistic. Jeremy Corbyn in the Theresa May segment.
Have you ever heard of the Labour Party by any chance? They normally try to do things which are pretty good for humanity, and everyone goes, oh, it's unrealistic. You sound like a Tory right now.
No, but I'm
and
sorry.
Nobody, except for Jacob Rees-Mogg,
what he
well.
Wants for Brexit is basically all the perks of being in the EU without any of the downsides.
That's reasonable. Don't you want that as
what
well?
What the hell? That is not reasonable. That is ideal. Not reasonable. Not achievable.
Yes, it is. We kill the EU council members. Well, no, he's changed his policy slightly towards then. Disclaimer, anyone from the Labour Party listening and shaking their fist in anger wants to punch us right through the microphone now. Haha, you can't, you Labour scum. Joking, we love you, Labour. We love you, Labour. We love you. We don't love UKIP, though. Do you hear?
Right.
News time.
I hate UKIP.
Nigel Farage has started his own Brexit party.
I know, it's like...
What did he call it? The Brexit Party. A plus for originality. What a twat.
He is an imbecile.
Did anyone see his Brexit march? his big march from like Somerset to John O'Groats, I'm not quite sure where it was. But basically he was like, we're going to have a magnificent march, we're going to get back our passports, we're going to get back in our own country, we're going to fly away to space. Probably didn't say that. But 200 people turned up in the rain, and he left after 25 minutes and went to the pub. It's hilarious. Someone took a picture of it.
It was a brilliant march. They marched right into the pub and probably gave them the best business they've ever had.
Yes. Right, we want 2 pints of British ale, not from anywhere else, just Britain.
I wonder what his opinions on the Scots are.
He probably doesn't like them. Yeah. He's a very weird man, Nigel Farage. And if you're listening, Nigel Farage, piss off! That would have been very loud for you, listeners' ears, and I will EQ it later so it only goes in the left ear and gives you right a shock. That's going to be annoying, isn't it? Yes, it is. You're welcome.
Has been a very good Theresa May segment.
Any other opinions on Theresa May at this time? She been up to anything lately? Has she been meandering about? Has she been canvassing? What has she been doing?
She's probably becoming more and more of a skeleton.
Yes. I'm looking through the news for Theresa May segments, but I've just seen Diane Abbott trending, as in, Diane Abbott, sorry for drinking on train.
Jesus Christ.
Why? I'm not quite sure.
How dare you drink?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm trying to look for the picture, and I can't find it. Because I think it would be bloody hilarious.
You're an imbecile.
We can't find the picture. She's legally removed the picture.
Our listeners won't see the picture.
Neither will we. Diane Abbott is actually very sorry for drinking on a fast, long car. What are they called? A train.
I think this segment's gone on long enough.
That was the Diane Abbott
goodbye
segment.
Goodbye, Theresa May, Jeremy Corbyn, Nigel Farage, and Diane Abbott. No,
that is our politics done for the day.
Thank God.
Now, Brexit. No, that's not. Now, we have opinions. Opinions on Easter.
Easter opinions.
Take the floor.
Preferably not. But no, I like Easter. It gives me an excuse to eat a bunch of chocolate. And the Lindt Gold Bunnies are glorious.
They are good, but recently have you been noticing they're getting thinner, like fat women in the summer. They're getting thinner.
Now, every chocolate's getting smaller. I got this Dairy Milk Bar.
Oh.
I got this Dairy Milk Bar, and I remember two, three years ago, if I got a big Dairy Milk Bar the size I did,
you get a big Dairy Milk
then
Bar.
Then it was big, the squares were big, I loved it. But this Dairy Milk Bar, the squares, no joke, were less than a centimetre across. I was...
Freaking Dairy
what
Milk.
What the hell is happening? Make chocolate more sustainable so I can eat more chocolate.
Also, roses. Call it out, you Cadbury's. Again, you bastards. Although chocolate's quite
nice. I like Cadbury's.
Yeah, no, the chocolate's quite nice, but they're doing a sneaky thing. You know the roses tins? They used to be nice and round. You used to get loads of roses in it. Now, the packaging. The packaging is wider, so they can't put as much in, like the packaging of the individual sweets. The wrappers are much wider, so there's more air than chocolates. And they only fill up the tin till halfway, and the edges going in a tapered shape.
So, saying that, talking about more Cadbury stuff, there was this story about one of my dad's friends in the 1980s. They used to count how many sweets were in a hero's jar, or hero's tub.
I need a hero. And,
shut up. Oh. And apparently there was over 200.
And over 200.
In the 1980s in Heroes, there were over 200 sweets.
Yeah, if you see
but
pictures,
now, there's only like 48. Yeah.
There's not even that in a tub of Heroes. There's probably about 30 max.
Exactly.
Have you seen the pictures of quality sweets from like the 80s and 90s? The tubs are that big.
Exactly.
Literally, you can't really
they're
see
huge.
This, but they're pretty big. Imagine the size of Diane Abbott's head as a tin. That's how much chocolate you're getting. Whoops, she's black.
What?
I just made accidentally made a black joke. I said, that's how much chocolate you're getting. Right, this is going to be edited out. It won't be.
Or will it?
It won't be. Right, any other unwarranted opinions on Easter? Now, I've got an opinion on Easter, actually.
Oh, Easter.
Oh, not this again.
Right. I don't like Easter because for people trying to be slightly more healthy, me, anyone who knows me knows that I am not healthy in the slightest. I will eat till I die. But,
Charlie, you don't eat dinner most of the time.
Fair enough, yes. But I eat quite a lot of awful food. Now, this is a rare shock for people on the way here. I've said, give me no Easter eggs this year, just give me money. It's a genius idea, and I've got a lot of money.
But Easter eggs are literally like, if they get you the big ones, they're literally like £8. Or like, even the standard size, they're even less than £5. I mean, how on earth have you got a lot of money from that?
Well, I've had a lot of money previously, and I just wanted to make a general statement.
So you've just minorly increased your bank account margins. And said, yep, I got so much money from my Easter eggs, yeah. Or at least I think I
literally
did.
Literally £3,000, literally, from just one person. No, I forgot. Yeah, on the way here today to record this podcast,
Don't worry, talking about podcasts, this is a third different location that we have filmed the podcast. This if you don't count when we were doing it apart, meaning.
Yes.
It's a third different place where we've been together, or like the fourth or fifth.
Yes.
And we've done the
other one. It's the third location, because in Chelmsford, in Wickford, and also in Wickford.
But different places in Wickford.
Different places in Wickford, not in the same place, because that would be cheating. We don't cheat, we're not scumbags. Hurrah! Yeah.
Or are we?
Yes, we are. Our podcast is international. Wait, no. In the nation. International. In the nation.
In
the national. We are in the national. In the National Trust. In the National Bank of Scotland. In the National Knitting Club of South Basingstoke. We are there. And we are representing fair play.
Fair play.
Fair play to you.
Fair play. Fair trade bananas.
Fair trade can piss off. No,
fair
because
enough.
I've got my problems with fair trade, right? Fair trade, you think it's helping African farmers, but it's only increasing their profit margins by 5 British p. You can't see this unless there's a camera in the microphone, but I just mind the 5 for the camera. I did it again.
Oh, don't worry. When I was talking about the chocolate bars, I was doing the gesture for the size of the chocolate bars.
We haven't thought this through very well, have we? There's not a camera in here. Unless we're being watched by Big Brother or Little Sister.
Or Putin,
Vladimir Putin.
You never know.
We could have a Putin segment. Look out for a Putin segment coming very soon to a podcast near you. Well, not entirely near you, unless you live across the road. Well, then it's kind of hilarious. But also, what was I saying? I completely forgot.
Same.
Completely forgot.
Putin segment.
That's coming later. Right, moving on from what we were just talking about, because we completely forgot and we're awful people.
This is such a brilliant podcast.
We are
a brilliant podcast. 5 stars.
Five quality stars. Right.
I think that's what Paul Browning gave us.
Yes. Paul Browning.
Thank you.
We applaud your efforts. Right. Moving on. It is the segment we like to call Theme Music Please. That's a drum roll, that's
dun,
a little
dun, 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 dun.
Movie review. We'll never remember that for next time, and it'll be a completely different theme tune.
New jingles.
So it was essentially something like...
Saying that, I think it was episode 4 where we had all those jingles, and we've completely forgotten.
We had about 100 jingles. We had the boom, 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 boom one, which is a fantastic jingle, I'll have you know. Movie reviews. What movie have you seen recently?
I recently saw The Fugitive.
And when did The Fugitive come out?
Ages ago, I think.
Ages ago, so it's not a recent movie.
Considering
review.
My parents saw it in the cinema, I think it was at least 20
So it probably came out
years
in
ago.
The 16th century, we're guessing.
Maybe even earlier.
Maybe even earlier in the 16th century. Henry VIII is his favourite film. Right, let's tell us everything about The Fugitive. For people who want to watch The Fugitive, this is your segment. Listen now, you cheap scum.
It's Harrison Ford, so we're off to a good start.
Harrison Ford.
Huzzah. And the beginning can get a bit too confusing. Just remember that he isn't... Spoilers.
He isn't spoilers,
but these are spoilers.
Don't spoil The Fugitive. It's like, don't spoil the
endgame. At the start, you'll see some random stuff, and it could get a bit confusing. just remember that Harrison Ford's character, whose name has I've completely forgotten.
Harrison Ford.
He
was it Inspector. What's the guy's name in Indiana Jones? Indiana Jones. That's his name in Indiana Jones.
Well done.
Is it Indiana Jones related? Oh, boring. Well, it's probably quite good actually.
He's not in jail yet, and it's just a bunch of flashbacks. But no, it's actually a pretty good film. I enjoyed it.
What would you give it out of 5 chickens?
Out of 5 chickens? I'll have to give it about 4 chickens and chickens and at least 10 eggs.
4 chickens and 10 eggs. There you go.
Chickens and 10 eggs.
If you're a fan of poultry or a fan of Harrison Ford, you will have loved this segment.
Anyway, Charlie, what film have you seen recently?
Well, you know this. That was a completely unearnest question.
It's a segue for the viewers, okay? They don't need to know that we've already planned this segment out. It's not scripted, but they don't need to know that we've planned it.
It is not scripted.
Did you check your hand for that one?
Yes.
Sorry, I told you not to write anything on your hand.
Whoops! My mistake. Right, recently, I saw a film. You're wondering what film? Captain Marvel with Brie Larson as the Marvel-O Captain.
Wait, cue everyone, all of our listeners, just saying, oh, I watched that ages ago.
It came out literally about a month and a half ago. Right, I don't know why I went to watch it, because I didn't really want to, but the tickets were half price, so I bought it. Because you know me, my nan's Jewish. Yes. I didn't want to wait for it to come out on DVD. Right, it was piss poor, is my opinion. Everyone was like, woo, Captain Marvel, it's a feminist movie about a feminist woman. But there was no feminism in it, so I think, one, it's unfair to credit it as a feminist movie when it isn't. Piss off, Brie Larson. You're only good in Scott Pilgrim and all the rest of your crap. Right, they could have got a better person for the lead than Brie Larson. Anyone better. They could have got Maggie Smith.
Why her?
And she still would have been better than Brie Larson. That was probably very loud for you listeners. It spiked like 0 decibels. Yeah, Brie Larson, she was a bit crap, she was quite one-dimensional. It was just like, it was basically, third-wave feminism injected with a deadly puff of 90s nostalgia. Because it was set in the 90s and it was the backstory to how, like, Nick Fury came about. And you've got a really young-looking Samuel Jackson, who we think Brie Larson wants to have sex with, but we don't think so because she doesn't, right? And she's like a human who's also an alien, but she's not an alien. And you think Jude Law is the big main guy. He's like the good guy who's helping her out. But it
the
turns
protagonist.
The protagonist to the protagonist. You'd think Jude Law is the main guy, but no! He's evil. I just spoiled the plot.
Right. At least I had the courtesy to say Harrison Ford is spoilers.
Right. If you've listened to this segment, forget everything you just heard. I'll continue. Spoilers! From now on. You've got to watch the film at any point.
I don't know, probably, but don't worry about it.
Yeah. Right, just forget everything you've heard.
I will.
Basically, Jude Law is bad, Nick Fury is good, who's Samuel Jackson. Brie Larson's shit, her black friend is there to be the black friend, who basically just goes, say what? That's literally all she says, the whole thing. She's just black. The reason of it's really annoying, not black people, the fact that they've cut it.
This is a bit too controversial.
No, my point is that essentially it's tokenism. They're just getting her there so they can be like, oh, we're so diverse, and she's got a little kid who's like, one day I'll build a rocket and go into space. So we think she's gonna become a character at one point, but she might not. So little black girl, we're looking out for you. She might become Black Widow but white. Because we know Scarlett Johansson is a fan of stealing parts from minorities. Ghost in the Shell. Oh, God, what was that film? Don't know.
Audio spikes, Charlie. Stop
more
this.
Audio spikes. 0 decibels. There we are. That was a peep. Look at that bar there, ready? Oh, look at that. Fantastic. And the review of Captain Marvel gets 4 flurples and 2 marbles.
Nice.
So,
anyway, I still think if they wanted a character that would help out, like Captain America and the other Avengers, then you've got to make one stronger than Captain America, because you're going to defeat Thanos eventually.
She
so
is.
Just make Captain Vietnam.
Captain Vietnam.
I mean, Captain Vietnam is how you, is what Marvel should have done. But no, you made Captain Marvel, like Captain America, but you ran out of a good country, so you're like, I've got a good idea, we'll just use our studio name for her, because we're self-centered. So we've got Captain Marvel, not Captain Vietnam, not Captain Great Britain Brexit shenanigans,
Captain
Bloody Marvel.
That is awful naming choice, isn't it?
That's exactly.
Absolutely appalling. That Marvel, yeah, crap, but that, you're not.
That was my first gripe with the film that I haven't even seen yet.
Speaking of Marvel, are you going to watch Endgame when it comes out?
Non-obvious segue. Probably.
It's going to be 3 hours and 20 minutes long.
Is it?
Yeah, it is going to be 3 hours and 20 minutes long. Because they need 3 hours and 20 minutes to show off Robert Downey Jr. being a twat.
Hooray!
Hooray for Robert Downey Jr. I was going to tell a joke then, but it's not appropriate for a public podcast.
You've said a lot of stuff that probably isn't appropriate for a public podcast, Charlie.
Yes. Do you want to hear the joke and I'll cut it out later?
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, there is going to be a beep now.
Oh, okay.
Listeners, here is William's reaction to the joke.
Okay.
It was quite good, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes, I saw that in Italy. Don't know why. Any predictions for Endgame?
Thanos will die.
Will he, though?
I think he will. And do you know why I think he will?
Why?
It's because it says Thanos will return.
But you said Thanos will die, did you?
You may not know this, but at the end of the Doctor Strange film, it said Doctor Strange will return. And what did Doctor Strange do? He died. Meaning that Thanos will return is just a code for Thanos will die.
No, but Doctor Strange did return.
Yeah, he did in Infinity War, and then he died. Thanos will return in Endgame, and then he'll die.
Right, so predictions. Thanos will die. How will Thanos die?
Thor will take Thanos' advice and aim for the head. That is how Thanos will die.
Or we're going to stick with the fan theory that Ant-Man will go tiny, climb up Thanos' butthole, and just grow huge again. That's the fan.
Success!
Success for Marvel. Audio spikes. Fantastic.
I think we just need to call this episode Audio Spikes.
And now, if you've had enough of audio spikes, get ready for them in your right and left ears. You're welcome. Any gripes with Endgame so far?
Any gripe? No, actually. Thank God they changed the name from Infinity War Part 2, considering there was never a Part 1, it was just Infinity War to Endgame. It was a much better title, well done.
Yeah. Problem with the trailer is crap.
I'm staying away from the trailers.
It's just...
I normally do this, because, I don't know, I just...
Have you done a spoiler?
Because every time I see a trailer, then I see the film, I'm just like, oh, I remember this bit.
Essentially.
I get so annoyed.
But if you watch the trailer, they don't actually reveal much footage from the film. It's just black and white mixed with colour, and it's really annoying, because I hope the movie isn't in black and white.
It probably won't be.
No, but like if you've seen the trailer, like, all the dead ones are in black and white, and all the other ones are in colour. So I'm quite concerned there.
I doubt it, though.
Yeah.
It will be in colour, because this is 2019. If it's in black and white, everyone, it will just be a flump at the box office.
Flump. It's called a flop.
Yes, but there's also a flump.
Right, you say that, but have you heard the film Roma on Netflix?
Define flump.
It's a marshmallow soup.
Right. Hey, flump. Sweet. Flumps. Is a British sweet made of marshmallow. Oh my god, you were right.
Right, so we've worked out was wrong, and the Siri segment will be cut out of this because it's mainly just silence. Audio spike. That was a tiny one. I missed.
A terrible audio spike.
Oh, that was a good one. It resonated there, as we can see on the waveform. What was it I was talking about?
I think we need...
Yes, Black and White, Roma. Did you see that on Netflix?
No.
It's an Alfonso. Have you seen Ethan Mama Tambien?
I can't say I have.
Have you seen Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Yes.
Right, that film was directed by Mexican director Alfonso Cuarón. There we are. And he directs loads of, like, really good films. He directed Ethan Mama Tambien, which is a good film. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Some other ones. And Roma, which won, like, several Oscars. A million Golden Globes, like 11 Golden Globes, along with a favourite.
A million Golden Globes.
Yes. Spike. yeah, it was a really good film, and it was all in black and white. It was like 2015 minutes long, detailing the life of a Mexican woman in like the 70s, and it was all in Mexican. It was really good, and the lead actress, Yalitza Aparicio, she was not even an actress, she was a primary school teacher. When she was in it, and she almost won an Oscar for, like, Best Actress. She was really good. Go watch Roma, you twat! Moving on. Books. What are they, and why do they still exist in the 29th century? No idea.
Exactly.
What books have you read recently?
The Woman in Black.
The Woman in Black. Why have you been reading The Woman in Black? Tell us.
Because... My parents said that I've got to read.
Even though I've had an incredibly high reading age since bloody forever, and I barely ever read a book, and then my parents were like, oh, you need to know, read a book to learn new words.
No, if I want to learn new words, I'll read a dictionary, because I'll learn a lot more new words rather than sifting through a book for a word I don't understand, when I can just open a dictionary to a random page, and then, huzzah, I've learned about 20 quadrillion words.
Right, we have the book The Woman in Black in front of us, but before that, do you remember the Harrison Ford segment from earlier? Hey, 6 days, seven nights.
He's
Harrison
returned.
Ford film. It's an Ivan Reitman film.
It's
made by Ivan Reitman. He made Ghostbusters.
It's not the best of films.
The original, no, it looks crap. It looks like the African Queen. But
no, these two chaps, they get stranded on an island. And then...
that's it.
You've got David Schwimmer and...
David Schwimmer!
And Anne Hesh.
Oh, boring.
Exactly. They both cheat on each other, basically. But Anne Hesh
with
gets Harrison
Ford.
Anne Hesh gets Harrison Ford, not David Schwimmer. David Schwimmer does not get Harrison Ford. Unlucky David Schwimmer.
Unlucky Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So we have...
Yeah, basically, there's pirates. And it's
just so...
Because
why not?
It's so... They're just claw at anything they can get. It's like, we're on an island. What do you get in a Caribbean island? Audio spike.
Yes.
But what else? You get... pirates.
So why not? Right. Yeah. We have The Woman in Black in front of us, and because William thinks he won't learn words from reading regular books, he's going to give me an audio spike when he wants me to stop. Right, we have stopped. Pick between one or two.
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 Actually, I should have said 1.5.
Okay. Pick between like 1 and 20. Don't pick a high
13.
Number. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Pick a number between. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
7.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The word, the brand new word that he has learned from reading is. I think
it's a personal pronoun.
And it's not even EYE.
And it's not even a personal pronoun.
It's not even the EYE version of I, which is slightly more interesting. It's just I.
Just the letter I. They capitalise I.
So, review of The Woman in Black. Is it good? Is it crap? We want to know.
It's alright.
It's alright.
As we would say.
Is it as scary as the stage show?
No.
No, it's a book. What am I on about?
Exactly.
Books are crap.
The only book that I've ever really felt the tiniest bit of emotion with was
Princess Diaries.
Of Mice and Men.
Of Mice and Men?
Yeah, I think it's Lenny.
Any book?
Lenny's death. It was rather... Oh.
Or did you get emotional when they said the N-word for the first time?
Oh no, I just thought, oh, fair enough.
Oh, hey!
This writer won an award. For saying the N-word. Well, yeah. He probably didn't.
We should probably back in on that show.
Let's not do
award
that.
Award wins.
Let's not. We do not endorse.
We do not endorse racism or John Steinbeck, but we do endorse.
Or Anne Hesh.
Or Anne Hesh. We do not.
Who was the other one you didn't like?
It wasn't the
Sigourney Weaver.
Right, we don't endorse this podcast, and the low budgets are officially Anne Hesh and Sigourney Weaver free for the rest of eternity. They will never be mentioned again, and that is the end of that. Now, what's your review of The Woman in Black out of 10 eggs?
About 8 eggs and 2 chickens.
8 eggs and 2 chickens. Fantastic. Now,
well, anyway, we've missed the 28th minute mark, so thus, we are going to do a 28th minute plus about...
couple minutes.
Wait. 3 minutes. Joke.
Hey.
So, I got, I don't know about you, Charlie, but I got fired from my job of being a pilot. And just when I thought my career was taking off.
Hey! Get off the stage!
Boo! I was saying boo words. Do you remember that Simpsons episode?
No.
Basically, this is the Simpsons episodes from like season 4 to season 7 are the best writing in American sitcom history. I normally don't like American shows, but the Simpsons from then is great. It's when Ned Flanders wins a video camera and he starts making religious gore films with his kids killing each other.
Oh.
And then Monty Burns, Montgomery Burns, as he is formerly known, the Don, he invests in them and turns it into a full-on production studio. And they're like, he's made a film and everyone really loves his films. And then they show one of the films and everyone hates it. And they're all going boo. All them running. Sprinkler's going boo, boo. And then he goes. Smithers, are they all saying boo? And then Smithers goes, no, they're saying boo Earns. And then Burns goes, who of you is saying boo? And who of you is saying boo Earns? And they go boo. And then Hans Molman, hands down best character in The Simpsons, goes, I was saying boo Earns. It's so good. Also, another favourite Simpsons moment is the one where Marge invites that film critic to host her film festival. And Springfield's showing their films. Barney's got a really, like, emotional one. And then Hans Molman Peaches presents Man Getting Hit by Football. And he gets a football to the groin. And he goes, bang, and he falls over. And then everyone else in the cinema is deadly silent. And everyone just goes, woo! Give that man the $10,000. Sir, this is not America's Funniest Home Videos. But the football, the groin, it had everything. Roll it again, and it's just so good. And then later, the thing Homer's watching them when deciding how to vote in the jury, and he goes, Barney's film had heart, but football in the groin had football in the groin. It's really good, watch that episode. I've talked for too long.
Yes, you have. We are so far behind schedule. So we are going to cut to your next bit because you talked too much about The Simpsons.
Yes.
And we're going straight on to the nouns segment.
The noun segment. Segmento nouns, where we review your favourite nouns.
You don't send us.
Send
us more nouns.
Okay, right. First noun, agreement.
Agreement.
What type of noun is it?
What?
It's an abstract noun, isn't it? Right?
Yes.
Yes, it is. I've never really thought of agreement as an abstract noun. I'm crap at English.
Mm.
Right. Agreement.
My opinion, it's alright, I guess. Disagreement's better, though.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Shut up. I think we should get a canned laughter sound effect. So just when our jokes are a total flop, we can just play a canned laughter.
Yeah. I thought you said candelabra sound effects. What does a candelabra sound like? Canned laughter might be added in later, but it probably won't be. Next noun, minister. Not sinister, minister.
I'm not a fan of ministers, not gonna lie.
No, they're probably
especially
kids.
Prime ministers.
Oh no. We're back to this segment again. We don't like them. We don't.
Don't like them.
Third noun, writing. We do writing.
We do writing.
That's the joke for one of you.
For one.
I don't know if anyone we know listens to it.
Probably yeah. not.
Yes. Right. Opinions on writing.
I don't know. I should probably pencil these opinions in.
Yes.
Thank you, Charlie. Much appreciated.
There's our can laughter soundtrack. Now, next noun. Basket.
Basket or basket?
Basket. Basket. Do you know why I've said basket in that voice?
Why?
Do you remember the Horrible History song about the Egyptians?
Oh.
Where it's like hieroglyphics, like I, football. And then the kid at the end just goes, basket? For no reason whatsoever. It's just, the song finishes, hard cut. Basket?
Hooray!
Opinions on basket?
I don't know, really. They're just there. Why would you have a basket when you could have a bag?
Yeah, baskets are so old-fashioned. Am I right?
No.
The audio track isn't working. We've had a problem. Right, moving on.
Canned laughter is no more.
Moving on. The noun group.
The noun group.
Group. Group.
Well, like, I kind of got a collection of opinions on these ones.
Wait for it.
Wait. YouTube, wait. Stop buffering. How did I do that? How did I bloody do that?
I don't know, but it was phantasmic. Oh, there it is again. Alright, right. That's our opinions on a group. Opinions on glass. Well, my opinions on this have always been transparent. I made the same joke. Oh, it's not working again. Just finished early. Right. Phantasmic.
What?
Opinions on hill.
Hill?
Yeah.
I hate hills. Because you just go up them just to go back down again. Yeah. I mean, Jesus. Why?
I don't know.
Why do you have to exist?
Hills piss off.
What annoys me is when they build roads and they go all the way up the hills just to go all the way back down. It's just go around the damn hill.
Right, opinions on hills over. This is a great one. Above it is the noun glass, which we've covered. Under that is sand. Which is great when you know the etymology of things being made.
I just want to say, sand is one of the worst things
humans
can ever experience.
I mean, I was in
Frinton.
Frinton.
2 days ago.
What's worse, sand or Frinton?
And there was someone there, and they had their feet covered in sand, just in a sand mound that they'd made. It's how stupid can you get?
You get your sand on your feet, so you go into the sea to wash it off. You're like, okay, my feet are kind of clean now. You walk back across the sand, and you go back, and you do it again. And you sit down on your towel, and then the sand gets on your towel because you're fat and you've made a depression in the sand. So all the sand is flooding onto the towel, and you feel like your boat is sinking, like in The African Queen with Katharine Hepburn and Humphrey Bogart, except they don't go to Frinton. And then, to top it all off, you shake the sand off the towel. It goes on your ice cream, which is in your other hand. It goes on your eyes. Now you've got a wasp in the ice cream, in the hand, in the sand, in the face, and you've got one in your ear. And now you're crying. And now your mum is dead because she's been buried by sand. And now your brother's been taken out by magical seaweed out to sea. And you can't be bothered to save him, because there'll probably be a boat that picks him up. But for now, you are covered in sand, and you've got a wasp in your ear, and there's a man trying to solicit you for underage sex. I hate sand.
Fair enough. Also, about your first statement, when you just go to... You go into the sea to wash it off, and now you're like, I've got an idea to not get it on my feet. So then you walk on your hands and your kneecaps all the way back. So you've got sand all over your hands now. You look like a right utter prat. I mean, Jesus Christ. What can be worse? Audio spikes.
Audio spikes at the beach. Fantastic. That's the sound of waves. Also, problem. What I tried once was I walked over, did the dippy dip 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 in the thing to get my feet off. I put my towel down next to the sea so I could hop back along the towel. But I didn't anticipate that sea moves. So whilst I was washing my feet, wave, right over their town. So now I've got a wet town. I have to carry it back looking like a dog that's been disheveled. I have to carry it in the car, put it on my lap because it can go nowhere else because my nan is basically a wet towel anyway. She's so saggy. Sorry, Nan. You're probably not listening to this because you don't know how to use a phone. You own a Nokia, you twat. And then, once you've got a wet towel...
I used to own a Nokia.
It's quite sad, actually. He did. And then...
It was a terrible phone.
Once you've got your towel wet, you put it in a bag and you take off your shoes whilst you're leaning on the side of the car at the beach. You fall out the side of the car onto your knees. You scrape your knees off so there is blood everywhere mixed with water, sand, towel. You get out the towel, which is wet, to dry off your knees, and it is salt water, so it stings the cuts in your knees. And you've got pain. You have to go to the NHS, which is overfilled with old people who have got Alzheimer's, taking up your valuable time. So by the time you're at the hospital after 2 hours of being seen, you've got salty knees and you want to hang yourself. So you hang yourself in the waiting room and the nurse comes in and says, we can fix that. Piss off the NHS.
No, no, the NHS is brilliant. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Opinions on scarves.
Pretty warm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a wraparound opinion, really.
Quite good.
Hey!
That was the first half decent joke about a noun.
Opinions on, this is a difficult one, it's either reading or reading. Place or the thing.
Opinions on reading, awful.
I hate
opinions
reading.
On reading, awful.
Right, opinions on reading. There are two places in the UK, there are three places in the UK I hate. These are them in order from hated to least hated, but they're still all hated. The Wirral! If you've listened to the podcast before, you will know how much I hate the frickin' Wirral. Secondly, Coventry. It's basically just a mass of concrete in the middle of the UK.
Why does Coventry have Reading? To exist anyway?
I don't know.
It's just a wannabe Birmingham.
It's just concrete mixed with World War II leftovers, mixed with scumbags, mixed with people made out of fags. They smoke so much they've got tar in their lungs and their lungs are tar. They can donate their lungs when they die because their lungs are non-existent.
Right, get on to the place you hate the most and don't talk much about it.
I hate the world the most. The place I least hate the most but I hate the most. Reading. I hate you, Reading. You twat. Right, you go to Reading and they're all like, oh, do you want to go to the cafe? That's not Reading at all. Oh, do you want to go to the cafe? We're going to go in and blah, blah, blah. We get a scone. I don't want your Reading scones. I don't want your Reading cream. I don't want anything from Reading. I don't want you talking to me. I don't want your sound reverberating off the walls in the small train station that we're in coming back into my ears. Cough, cough. I hate you, Reading. Piss off. I wish you never existed along with Coventry and the Wirral. I hate the Wirral so much.
Charlie, I hope you recognise that we're both from Wickford, which probably isn't any better. No better at all, actually.
No, Wickford is absolutely crap, but it's not the Wirral
anyway,
Coventry already.
Next.
Moving back on this down there. Moving back to the
nouns. No more nouns. We're going over time, Charlie.
We can have one more noun. We can have one more noun.
One more noun.
Weather.
Weather.
Well, it's a really easy come, easy go opinion. It's a weather joke.
My opinions on it are a bit cloudy.
Yeah, well, my opinions on weather are pathetic. Fallacy. English literature writing device jokes. That was our final noun. Wait, there's one more really good noun we could use this noun. Spoon. The best word is a really good word, isn't it?
I love a spoon. A good spoon is a good item.
Fantastic. Spoons are the most... No, they're the least universal... No. They're the second least universal cutlery. Forks, pretty universal. You could do much with them. Spoons, they can replace knives, and they're a mini bowl on a stick. Knives can piss off unless you're having a steak.
And do you know what the best part about a spoon is?
What?
You can combine it with a damn fork and get
and
a spork.
And you can have a spork!
As we said in our last show, a spork is brilliant in use for a shower.
Yes.
You could shower with a spork all day long.
We love sporks here at the Low Budgets. Sporks! That's the old-fashioned version of a fade out. Just move it away from the mic slowly. that's depressing.
There we are. Right. Anyway, next segment, because
the next segment is Ramble. But we've done a lot of rambling, so we're going to skip out that segment.
Thank
now, opinions on Jewish pet plays. What are your opinions on the Jews?
Well, considering that I know that you're just going to talk about your nan, so I'm about to share some opinions on your nan, who I've never met.
Hey, nan!
She seems pretty nice, because all she ever does is give you money.
And cake.
That's what I've gathered.
Yay!
That's literally all I've gathered.
Also, update on the nan situation. Right after about 5-6-ish, I'm going to a Jewish festival in London, in my uncle Silas's house. Don't know why we're going there. Basically, it's the Jewish time of Passover, where, you know, in the Bible, where the angel of death passed over and killed all the kids. Oh. I probably shouldn't be going to this, should I? I'll probably get killed by my uncle in a cloak.
I just got that.
But yeah, so you might just do that anyway, not even Passover. But yes, I am mainly going to this Jewish festival, not because I'm Jewish, not because I like the Jews, although my nan is quite nice, she does nice cake and money. Oh, I didn't know how. Beep! Right, I'll replace the later beep with the earlier beep and just swap the audio segments around. Yeah, I'm going to the Jewish festival, one, to see family, and probably ask them for money. No, that's a joke. I'm just going to say, the Jews are really, like, hard on money, aren't they? The Jewish stereotype is they don't like giving money away. And then you've got my nan. She celebrates Christmas. She's a contradiction to everything Jewish. Unless she doesn't eat pork.
Hooray.
Kind of funny for her. She doesn't eat pork, but the other day she mistakenly got pork from Toby Carver. It's hilarious.
The point is about pork. If you can get pork tender enough, then it's no different to chicken, basically. No. There's a mild taste difference. But when you're old, I doubt you can taste it.
Yeah. One of the first meals we had in Italy, a 3-star hotel, half board, the meal in the evening was one slice of pork and several peas. That was it. Huge plate, pork and peas.
Several peas.
Like, several. No, it wasn't even like a mound of peas, it was just several peas.
Like about like 10?
About 10 peas.
Yeah, about 10 peas.
Yeah, essentially, right, tonight, this Jewish festival, going there, pretty much for the food, because they do these mini hamburgers that my aunt, who's not Jewish, cooks. They're Jewish. She's great woman, wrote a poem about a potato. It was shines.
Wait, does your aunt watch the podcast?
Listen to. And no, she doesn't!
I'm sorry I keep saying watch.
Yes, no, it's hilarious. Right.
I'm so gonna tell your nan. Aunt. To listen.
To this podcast.
See, I've got it right this time.
This is a different aunt that you don't know. She's married to Silas. Her name is Katrina. Silas and Katrina. Katrina and the Waves. What's the Katrina Waves song? It's not Staying Alive, is it? It's no. Walking on Sunshine. Damn. Whoa! Singing segment walking over. Sunshine. No. Yeah, she makes this nice food. And it's quite nice. And that's pretty much why I'm going to it, for the food. I'm a bad person. Yeah, we've essentially established that Jewish people, apart from my nan, are a bit twatty. And they don't like Christmas. Right.
Huzzah!
Now, we are reaching the 50th minute mark in about 2 minutes.
Which, we are already at our longest episode ever.
Yes. So, if
which
you don't
probably
count...
isn't a good thing.
If you don't count, theme music please. The Procrastination Podcast, which you can find on all podcast dealers, especially where you're listening to this. It's one where we ramble on. We haven't done one in a while, but it's getting more listens than this. So please go listen to Thy Procrastination Podcast. Laugh your face off.
I'm about to tell you something that is absolutely amazing.
It's hilarious.
So the Procrastination Podcast. This episode, there's two of them, has been published and can be heard everywhere your podcast is available. I mean, how much of a redundancy is that? Of course it can be heard where the podcast is available, because if it's available, you've got to listen to the podcast. It's what it's bloody there for.
I thought that was a nipple. But it's just
It's a red onion
on someone's foot.
A red
onion. Because if you're scrolling past, you see a red onion on your foot and you don't quite register it. Right, now it's time for a segment. We have got an actual game with theme music.
Da, da,
It's the reverse trivia game. It's our first game of the podcast and our only game of the podcast.
I'm so sorry for my jingles.
So essentially, the premise is we each take it in turns to say the answer of a trivia question to the other person, and they have to guess what the question is by the answer. So for example, the answer could be Alexander Fleming, and you'd say
who discovered both penicillin and paracetamol.
Yes, and he would get the point. So now the first question, are we making notes of who wins? No, we're not.
No.
Right, first question.
Great.
That's an awful one.
Audio spikes.
William Shakespeare.
Who is the most iconic British playwright?
No.
Dang it. Who made a bunch of underage people have
sex?
Yeah.
Essentially, but no. Right.
Dang it.
Right, there's a rule to this. You can give the one clue which aids in the guessing. And the clue is, it's to do with some of the plays that he wrote. The answer is William Shakespeare. What is the question?
To do with some of the plays that he wrote?
Yes.
Who was the first person to really criticise the Scots while not criticising the Scots with Macbeth?
Yes, you got it right. Who wrote Macbeth?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Just scroll down one and read out the answer to number 9.
Right. Prince Charles.
Who is next in line to the throne of England?
Nope.
Who is the eldest son of Queen Elizabeth II?
No. This, do you want a clue?
Yes, please.
It's to do with spouses.
Who married Princess Diana?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Huzzah!
That's a weird one. Right. 50.
At what age is normally a decade after a midlife crisis?
For my dad, yes. But for this question, no.
No.
It's to do with how many of something there are.
How many of something there are?
Yeah.
How many years are in a golden anniversary?
No.
Damn it.
There's the amount of this that make something bigger up.
How many audio spikes?
No, it's well over 50 by now.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know.
What is there 50 of? It hasn't always been 50. It fluctuates about a bit, but it's now 50. There is 50 of this that make up
NATO!
No, close.
Damn it.
It's something sort of along those lines. And NATO's like 10.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's 10. I think it's 10. Maybe 12.
It's
not that many.
It's not the EU.
No, it's not the EU.
Because that's got 28, not almost 27.
But you're sort of along the right lines.
It cannot be the UN, because that's got way too many.
No, you're getting close. It's not necessarily an organisation.
Oh,
though.
Is it the Commonwealth? How many countries are
no.
in the Commonwealth? Damn it. Bloody Commonwealth. Get more countries.
You're getting close.
I've got no ideas. I was so excited with my guesses.
I'll give you another clue.
How many Argentinians does it take to get on the entire British nations?
No.
What?
Yeah. No. That's only one. I'm going to try and give you another clue. This one is relatively easy. It's to do with groups of land which make up a larger group of land collectively.
Oh, how many countries are in Africa?
No. Close.
How many states are in
USA?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Right. Just scroll down to the next one after that.
Okay.
I think it's 15.
Huzzah.
We're guessing.
Oh. 1939.
What year did World War II officially start?
Nope.
What year did Adolf Hitler come to power? No, it's too late, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I have a clue?
Yep. Your clue is all about civil wars.
Is it Stu? Is it something about the Falklands War?
No.
1939, you said.
Yeah.
Something
to do with a civil war.
Is it to do with the Falklands?
Nope. Considering that was England and Argentina, somehow I don't think that's a civil war.
Fair enough. I just was thinking, like, internally within England. What countries does it... No, that would give it away, won't it? Is it to do with Russia?
No.
Germany?
No.
Okay. This is...
It's a... I'll give you another clue, because it is strange. It's to do with a European country.
Okay, so 1939, what would happen then? Is it in Italy to do with Mussolini taking power?
No.
Okay. That was my best guess. Europe, right?
Yeah, geographically, Italy's been the closest.
Okay.
To this country.
Okay, is it to do with Spain?
Yes.
Is it the, is it like a revolutionary type thing? But a late off.
It's a civil war, for
no,
God's
yes,
sake.
Yes, I know, civil war, but then is it like a revolution, like, against the government?
No. Think, you know World War II?
Yeah.
World War I was the war to end all wars.
Yeah.
But they had another one.
Yeah.
Something, oh my God, I'm literally just about to give it away.
I don't even know. I can't even remember.
World War II did the thing World War I was supposed to do to something else. Which is Spanish. We've already established that.
The Spanish treaty. Is it
okay. If World War One,
you remember you take history and I take geography here.
We don't cover this. So, World War One was the war to end all wars.
Yes.
However, World War Two
didn't end all wars.
Well, no. World War Two did the thing World War One was supposed to do, but with Spain, and it was a civil war. So, what happened to Spain in 1939?
No, it got overthrown.
Oh, how can Spain overthrow Spain?
Is it to do with, is it to do with Juan Fulgarcino, by any chance?
No.
Oh.
It's
crap.
So general, this question.
That's probably why I'm not getting it.
You've literally got two words.
Spanish War.
No. So close. I'll give you a hint. What year did the Spanish Civil War...
Is it a Spanish Civil War?
No. One word now. I've reduced it to one word. What year did the Spanish Civil War...
Start.
No. Yes. Why the hell would Spain start a war at the start of World War Two?
So is that the?
That was stressful.
You did not explain that very well at all. You went.
I did.
You went. What happened after World War One?
No.
But World War Two did it.
World War One was the war to end all wars. That's
yes.
What it was supposed to do. And then World War Two. Fulfilled that purpose on the Spaniards.
But that's civil war, that's not multinational war.
I told you it was. That was.
Right.
That was painful, that was dreadful.
Okay, right.
I'm
gonna miss out the next war question because it's painfully, painfully obvious. Remember,
yeah.
I know pretty much nothing about the Spanish War.
Nor do I.
Okay. The answer.
In fact, I wasn't even aware they had one.
The answer is.
Ear.
Ear is in on
something
the side
tells,
of your head.
Something tells me you haven't scrolled down far enough. Where is the smallest bone in your body located?
Yes, it is. Right. You need to remember. Say that is the question there.
Mm-hmm.
Just scroll down one and then leave it. And then I'll scroll down. Okay. Right. We'll cut that bit out.
No, we won't.
We won't.
Jesus Christ.
Sherlock
Holmes.
Podcast
is going on forever.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes, who is the most iconic British literary detective?
No.
Sherlock Holmes. Who is Dr. Watson Crick's... That's definitely not his name.
It's not Dr. Watson Crick, it's Dr. Watson.
Who's Dr. Watson's
companion.
No, it's to do with where he was located. London was depicted in literature to have, you know, it's where he was located as like his.
But Sherlock Holmes is
office.
The answer.
Yes.
Yeah. What office belongs to Sherlock Holmes? Sherlock Holmes's. Is that correct?
No, it's the question concerns the actual place, like exactly.
I don't know that.
Yes, it's one of the most iconic addresses in all of literature.
Exactly. The birthplace of William Blake.
No, it's in Camden. No, it's not. It's Camden Street. It's Soho. It's Carnaby Street. Do you want to know?
Yes.
It's who lived at 221 Baker Street.
Yeah, I would never have got that.
Okay. There you are, just a scroll down, but I probably saw the first one. If it's about Van Gogh, then I saw it.
Okay, fair enough.
Go ahead. Any question will do.
The answer is 42.
What's the meaning of life?
No.
Concerning, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Nope.
No idea. What's the...
It's to do with die. Like, the things you roll.
Oh, what's the highest possible combination?
You're on the right track, to say the least.
What's the lowest possible combination?
Yeah, because I like to roll two die and get 42 for my score.
No, it's in, like, a 4 and a 2.
No. There's no comma, so. 42.
Okay.
It is to do with the dots on the die.
Okay. What do all the dots that are tied up to?
Close. Like, so damn close.
If you times all the dots on a die?
No.
Because I'm... All the dots on two die add up to?
Yes.
That's a weird one. It's quite good, actually. Stop scrolling down so far.
I'm sorry.
Just, like, scroll, like...
Yeah.
Okay. You probably would have seen that one.
I didn't actually read further down than that way.
Okay. In the beginning.
In the beginning.
In the beginning is the answer. What is the question?
What does in the disposition mean?
No. It's to do with a work of literature. Technically.
Huh?
It's to do with a work of literature.
In the beginning. To do with a work of literature. Customarily, what the hell does chapter 1 represent?
No. It's the best-selling book. It's due the best-selling book of all time.
Oh, crud, I don't know that.
Yes, you do.
It probably rolled down, to be honest.
No, it's not. It's a book that's been translated into every language.
I doubt it's been every language.
Every
it's
language.
Mostly
every
language.
Language.
I doubt it's been translated into Amazonian tribe language.
Yeah, but that doesn't count as a registered language.
It might do.
Maybe it does. No, it doesn't, because no one knows enough about it.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
Do with the best-selling
book of all time. In the first book of the best book.
Isn't that the Bible the best-selling book of all time?
Don't Google it.
I swear the best-selling book is the Bible.
You're on the right track here.
Or is it the Highway Code?
It's not the Highway Code. Right, you're on the right track.
So it's the Bible. Oh! What does Genesis mean?
No, it's very close.
No.
It's to do with Genesis.
Where is Genesis located in the Bible?
No.
Damn it.
Quite close, though.
Quite close.
On the lines of Genesis.
On the right lines of Genesis.
Yeah.
What are the first three words of the Christian creation story?
Yes!
Really?
That's quite sad, actually.
Was that actually correct?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Just scroll down. Oh, God. If it's anything like the Spanish Civil War question, we'll get it.
Ah. Good one. Buddha. The answer is Buddha.
Who is the earthly manifestation of the religion of Buddhism?
No.
Who?
I've just realised. I'm not sure if you could get this, to be honest.
Is it a weird one?
It's to do with the Buddha's name before he became a Buddha.
Okay. I know this. I did it as a Christian primary school. We learned about Buddhism for a week. It's not Siddharth Gurdwara or something. It's got a G in it at the start or something.
You're actually really close there. I'll probably give that to you. Considering we're English and he's not.
Is it Garaneshi something?
No, you're close with the first one. Oh, I'll just give you it.
Well,
Siddhartha.
I thought it was Siddhartha.
Finish it off. Four letters. Siddhartha Gaur.
Gornesh.
Gornesh. Hindi. Let's go. Yeah, Gautama.
Gautama. Yes!
You got it wrong. I don't know what you're celebrating for.
Because I just remembered what it was.
Oh.
It's like Cortana, but not.
Yeah. Audio spikes.
Oh, yeah. Right, do you want another question?
Yes, please.
We'll
probably have to wrap it up after this round.
Yes. Last round.
1865. In what year did Robert Louis Stevenson die?
No.
In what year did Robert Louis Stevenson write Treasure Island?
No.
Is it even anything to do with Robert Louis Stevenson?
No, not
no.
at all.
1865. What year did Charles Darwin embark on his exhibition on the Beagle?
No, you're thinking the wrong nationality here.
They are, for God's sake.
It's not British.
In what year did the Germans finally realise that they wanted to make a name for themselves?
No, it's not mainland Europe either.
Oh, for God's sake. In what year did Abraham Lincoln become president?
Close. 1865.
God's sake.
Very close with Abe Lincoln.
In what year was Abe Lincoln assassinated?
No, it's not to do directly with Abe Lincoln, but... He was before that time, I think.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
God's sake. So, it's something to do with Abe Lincoln.
It's not to do with Abe Lincoln, but you had the right nationality now.
I had the right nationality, which was good.
Yeah.
In what year...
1865.
What the hell happened in 18... Was it in what year was the American Revolution? Because that... No, that's earlier, because it's George III.
Close, you were
it's
very...
It's George III.
Was it, though?
Yeah, that he's the crazy king who lost America. It's the 1700s.
Yeah, yeah,
1700s, their revolution. At least I think it was. No, it wasn't. It was the 1800s, but it's just early 1800s.
You were very close with revolution.
Revolution, okay.
You had the American bit down.
Dang it. I've got no clue. 1865. Sort of similar to revolution.
And in America.
In what year did America abolish slavery?
No, that was earlier.
Probably would have been later.
Maybe. I don't know. America, sort of like a revolution, but smaller. Not involving England.
In what year did people start sitting in a restaurant for so long to protest?
No.
No.
You were closer with revolution, but it's not revolution.
It's revolution, but it's not revolution.
Yeah.
I don't...
Think about it. It's very similar to a question that we had earlier that I couldn't get.
In what year was the American Civil War ended?
Yes. Right, one more question.
Right, last one. Thank
last question.
God.
Hey. It's time for the musical interlude.
Okay. The answer is... Here we are. The answer is Italy. What is the question?
There
we are. Cheesiness.
Yes.
That's Batman.
The answer is Italy. What is the question?
We have a YouTube channel.
Yes, we do.
We should probably advertise that. We'll
advertise that at the end. Stick around for that fun-filled adventure.
They've probably already left, to be honest.
Italy.
Yes.
What country was ruled by Mussolini?
No. I'll give you a hint. It's a geographical thing that is very close to Lake Garda.
What country what country is the Bay of Naples situated in?
No.
It's sort of close on the lake, southern half.
It's a tourist attraction, by the way.
Okay. Lake Garda.
Near Lake Garda.
The Colosseum is up north, isn't it? In Rome.
Yeah.
Which country home to Mount Vesuvius or Pompeii?
No. I'll give you a hint. You stayed at Limone, didn't you?
Probably.
So.
Or Hotel Europa, I'm not quite sure.
There's probably in Limone. If, on the transfer from Verona Airport to Limone, if you went through Riva, then on the way you probably went past the mountains where this tourist attraction is located.
Is it like the Alps? Because the Alps go into Italy, don't they?
No. You fly over the Alps. So
yeah,
nowhere near Lake
Garda. You can drive past the Alps. No, you can't. Yes, you can.
If you're sad enough.
Hey, can't trip to the Alps. Where is...
I won't actually say anything. One, because I can't speak. But two, because I've got nothing to say.
I'm expecting it something like, where is, in which country is the Amalfi Coast located?
No, you're so close. If you just change your proper noun, then you've got most of the question.
In which country is... the Sicilian coast?
Nope.
The...
It's on the top of a mountain. I think it's on top of a mountain, at least. I already told you this.
Is it on top of a mountain?
I think the thing is.
Can I open a new tab? Just make sure it is on top of a...
What's on the top of a mountain in Italy? Please, send in your answers now. It'll be a week too late, but oh well.
You win some, you lose some.
Oh, I can get the easy ones. I should know this.
You'll kick yourself when you get it.
I should know this. I really should know this.
Don't know why I took
chocolate. It is on top of a mountain.
Okay, what's on top of a mountain, Italy?
And it's a tourist attraction. I'm not sure if you. TUI does offer a day trip to this place.
Okay.
Good old TUI!
TUI!
What could it be?
I probably know this. I've probably been there.
You might have done.
I don't say Mount... I said Mount Vesuvius, didn't I? It's not there.
No.
Because it's Monte Sorrento. Where... In which country is...
I don't like this website. They missed a closed bracket.
Oh no! Piss off.
Chartcons.com. How dare you? You have conned.
You have sinned.
Audio spike.
Audio spike. In which country is audio spike located?
No.
In which country is.
There you go. Have you had?
Which country are the...
Think Dolmio.
I
just realised I've just probably made a rather large racket shaking my...
Which country are the pasta sauces?
Which country are the dollar...
You're awfully explaining questions.
I'm going to do a gesture here. Okay. The dollar...
Strong.
The dollar strong.
The dollar strong.
think Italians or like spikes going up from the ground or
the caves of Italy, stalactites, stalagmites.
The dollar.
The Dolomites.
Yes.
Which country are the Dolomites in?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. I think I might have been there.
Yes, I think you have too, considering how many times you've been to Lake Garda.
Yes, I have. No, you sit on top of a mountain. It's a mountain range.
It's on top of a mountain.
How can a mountain range be on top of a mountain? And that brings an end, sadly, to the reverse trivia segment. Our play-out music is...
Thank the Lord.
Right, next time we're going to get more generalised questions that aren't to do with things that are mountain ranges.
Nor are we going to talk any more about a Spanish Civil War.
Yes.
But instead, this is the low budget's bit of everything, and we do have to include a little bit of everything.
Okay, so our last little bit of everything is piss off Sigourney Weaver. Oh no, we said we won't mention her. Ah, now we have to mention Anne Hesh as well.
Crap, we've already mentioned them.
Oh, right. Okay, audio spike. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Low Budgets podcast and a little bit of everything. We have created a mess, truly a mess of society. Yes. And we would like to promote our YouTube channel, The Low Budgets. Just search for Low Budgets. There's a video called Kit Kat, which is a sketch, which is hilarious. It's absolutely bloody, bloody hilarious, I think, for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. So thank you
anyway,
for listening.
Goodbye.
We'll just leave you with one final audio spike.
And goodbye.
And goodbye.